Good evening, and here's the news. The family of 16-year-old Hope Myung today said goodbye to her. A message from the family late this morning said, "Hope is with the Lord. We are saying goodbye to her. Thank you for your support and prayers. May God bless you all for your kindness you've shown to our family." Hope was airlifted to Queens Hospital in Honolulu last Thursday. She had been kept alive on a life support system after she was admitted to the LBJ Hospital on July 26th. She had been swept out swimming at Waitangi with her mother and a sibling. The owner of Flying Fox Gastro Pub in Pavaiai is thankful for the quick response of police, which may have stopped a burglar from stealing more than what he got away with. Nady Lawa said that early Sunday morning, the suspect broke the lock on the back window and forced entry into the bar. He managed to steal one security camera. Luckily, the cop's response was very swift and they arrived before he could steal more, said Ilawa. The burglar was captured on another surveillance camera rummaging through the kitchen and using a lighter to see his way as all the lights were turned off. Several vehicles parked outside the bar Saturday night were also broken into and backpacks and purses were stolen. Police have identified the suspect, but as of this morning, Ilawa hadn't been informed whether he had been caught. The American Samoa Department of Homeland Security is joining a national campaign to report suspicious activity. Prompt and detailed reporting of suspicious activities can help prevent violent crimes or terrorist attacks. Isao Isao, manager of the Cushion Center in Homeland Security, is in charge of the campaign, which began August 1st and runs through the whole month. He says that when you report suspicious activity, it's important that you answer the 5 W's. Who or what you saw, when you saw it, where it occurred, and why it's suspicious.
If you consider it an emergency situation, call 911. If not, then contact us, but make sure that you follow the 5 W's. Answer all the 5 W's, and then you can call us and or send an email to us describing the situation. My office, the Fusion Center, is a repository of intelligence. And so we collect every and all emails and or phone calls. We record them and we write them down. And then, we put it into our database. And then the reason for doing that, so that our oversight or our law enforcement team and myself, the Fusion Center, we'll then turn around, process those information, analyze it, and then we go from there. Whether, it's prosecutable, because we also have an intelligence cycle that we have to run all these information through.
The number to call to report suspicious activity is 782-4071 or email rsa@asdhs.gov.as. Acting Governor Talawenga Eliasalo Ale and Congresswoman Wifa Talia Mata extended congratulations to the U.S. Coast Guard on its birthday last Saturday, August 4th. The acting governor said, since its birth, the Coast Guard has emerged as our nation's oldest continuous seagoing service, a distinction that even predates the revered United States Navy. Today, with great joy and admiration, we gather to celebrate 233 years of unwavering dedication to our beloved country. Talawenga said Governor Lemanu P.S. Maunga and our entire community stand united in expressing our deep gratitude to the Coast Guardsmen, both present and past, for their selfless commitment to protecting our great nation. In her congratulatory message, Congresswoman Wifa Tali said, "Thank you to the U.S. Coast Guard and happy birthday. Coast Guard cutters are always welcome in American Samoa, and they fulfill an important role protecting these shores and waters. They are needed here and in the Pacific region more than ever. Their motto is Semper Paratus, always ready. It is a good description of their heroic readiness to bravely serve in storms and rescues. As with each branch of the services, we have some of our own from American Samoa serving nobly in the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard recruits among our youth. Congratulations and thank you for your service." From Samoa, the Methodist Church in Faleu, Manono Tai, has been questioned over its decision not to allow the funeral service of a young woman in the church because she was in a de facto relationship. According to Samoa Observer, the deceased was buried last year, but the church's treatment of the young woman has not gone down well with her father, Autagnavaia Upa, who is not a Methodist. He told the newspaper his daughter, Poli Autagnavaia Upa, had served the Methodist Church since her youth, but was denied a church burial. The father said his daughter and two children served the church until the day she died. I am still saddened about it because my daughter was baptized in the same church, went to Sunday school, attended the church choir, and served the church, Autanga Vaia said. But on the day of her funeral, the church minister said she cannot have her final service in the church because she hasn't been cleansed. The president of the Methodist Church of Samoa, Reverend Faulalo Leti, said on Monday he'll look into the matter as he's not aware of the issue. And that's the news.